Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows when you're looking for reliability, the right brand makes all the difference. And now, Lowe's is the exclusive home improvement retailer for the Whirlpool water treatment line, including their Wi-Fi softener, under-sink filtration system, and more. With Whirlpool's proven performance and our everyday low prices, better tasting, better quality water is within reach. Shop pro-trusted brands like Whirlpool and more, in-store or online. Lowe's. We help. You save.
And 5, 4, 3, 2, what up, y'all? Here's the thing. I'm Kev on stage.
That's Chick AJ.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Banger, banger, banger. All 2023. Charge it, fam. Rock.
That was such a funny.
Wasn't it a good time down to the S&Gs?
A good time.
Charge, fam. I'm up in my UK slang, innit? I'm up in it.
Which one did they say you did right?
Oh, that was it was a matting still.
Matting.
It's a matting still. I could have ascended into the heavens.
You
when said
it was out right there.
You know
right
how many times I watched them say that was good? That was good. Mm-hmm. It was super dope. This is one thing I wanted to say about their podcast that I forgot to say. I think another reason why their S&G's podcast is so successful with black women is because they do not bash black women. They're not one of those incel podcasts who just denigrate right. black women all day and tell them. It'd be so obvious that these men have been hurt, spurned, or black women are out of their reach. And that's why their podcasts are so like, black women this. I wouldn't date a black woman. It's very much like you never would have a chance. But S&Gs don't be on that. They just be having a good time.
You're not cussing anymore?
Ah, S&Gs.
And not only that.
S&Gs.
I didn't know anything about them. Mm-hmm. But the way that chat was losing it, I was getting text messages from people.
Text?
Yes, I did not know that the girlies loved them.
Oh, James and Fu had a...
Like that.
The girls like the mandem.
I did not know.
Oh, the
Everybody
mandem.
Was like, oh, Angel would, if she didn't have Marcus, they're not my type in that way. But
they're also 11 years younger than you.
I am a tree climber, okay?
Oh.
I'm a big girl. I like a big, big, big man. But seeing the girlies throwing their panties digitally.
Digital panties were everywhere. Digital panties were all up and through the ground. The studio, there were so many emojis. I said, these women are unkempt.
They were, I'm telling you. I felt like I was giving them more auntie compliments. Like, you got nice teeth.
Look at your young
you got
man.
I see your pecs through your shirt. But it seemed they had a
You going
great
off to college,
time.
Are you?
You went to the university. Charge it. Good job.
Charge it.
But they gave us a beautiful compliment. Out of all their interviews they had done in the U.S. as of that time, we were their favorite.
Yes.
Because we're a good time.
We're a good time. We're a good doggone time.
I love it.
Charge.
Charge.
All right. Church announcements. If you are in the Patreon, you actually have the links to the Here's the Thing tour.
Yes.
In Patreon. They are there. There's a code. You getting full access. By the time this video comes out, it'll be probably like an hour or so until the tickets are live for Patreon.
Hope there's tickets left. I hope there's
tickets. We don't know. Might be 7 minutes.
Patreon strong. We had a conversation about them when S&G said that they sold theirs out in 7 minutes.
Absolutely.
Come
if you're not in the Patreon, you will see the tickets available to purchase on Friday, 10 a.m. local. Local meaning when it is 10 a.m. where you live.
Oh.
It'll be live.
Lock it in.
So your standard time, wherever you live, when it's 10 a.m., you click that link and you put the Patreon code in starting tomorrow morning. As we tape this, if you ain't in the Patreon on Friday, you put that. Actually, you don't need a link on Friday because it'll just be open. 10 a.m. your time. You go down to the venues. There were some people asking questions what the tickets prices are. I think between $40 and $50. They're not crazy. Me and Angel did not do crazy stuff. We didn't even do not dynamic pricing. We just we wanted people to come
meet and greets out, and
you know, you did some things. Angel, church announcements. Any church announcements from you, Angel?
You can see a like a series of videos that are dropping. I don't know how often that I'm in with Dr. Simone of Married to Medicine on the Shade Room's YouTube channel. We're talking about menopause and perimenopausal. Listen, I'm 43. I'm neither menopausal or perimenopausal, but I know what's coming for me. And there was so much I learned. I learned a lot about what might be coming my way.
Harry Perry.
And I don't look forward to it. But if you up there, because a lot of you all are, go on here and look at them videos. Or if you're married or know somebody that's hit it that way, go on ahead, because you're going to have to deal with it too. Upper.
Hot flashes.
Yeah. Irritability. I said, oh, I don't want to be swings. No more irritable than I am already.
You are irritable. Me and Josh got a separate group chat.
No, y'all should.
Don't just start that narrative.
Listen, like, this don't you irritability. Do that. She's sure she's not peri-peri. That's my friend. She's sure not peri-peri.
Peri-peri.
Peri-peri chicken, peri-peri menopausal. Yeah. All right.
Also, shout out to One Skin Lumi and Chime, who we'll talk about later.
Yes.
Thank you, Josh.
Before we jump into Keith Lee and the destruction of the Atlanta restaurant scene, I do... we didn't get a chance to talk about Ball Brothers Overseas. Quickly, want to chime in on that.
We didn't? No, we didn't.
Not in detail. London was out.
London was love, fam.
Outstanding.
Love, 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 gang, gang, gang. It was crazy. The venue was so big.
Oh, they hated us.
It was so...
they did not like us.
What is the word? Like... They were the venue rep was like, this is like our Showtime at the Apollo, our Carnegie Hall. It's a very prestigious venue. When we were doing the meet and greet, yeah,
sorry.
they had like, you know, those old school like posters. I love to see like the Marvelettes and Richie Wilson and the gang. They had like those dating back to when, you know, in the '50s and sixties when black artists were over there and white artists. They had a list of all the artists that were there. Adele performed there. Frank Sinatra. Like, it's a place you go before you go to the Royal Albert Hall or O2 Arena. And actually we found out why London is so hard to get. It's because there's not a lot of venues in London.
Okay.
So it's like 300, 300, 300, then 1,000. Then like 2,200,
okay.
Then like 5,000, then, you know, you're to arenas. Mm-hmm. So he was saying, the agent was like, in America, there's so many venues, you are fighting. I mean,
the venues are fighting
for the acts. In the UK, there's not as many venues, so you're fighting other acts for the venue.
Yeah.
And that's why it made more sense why we couldn't get into, remember we had, when we were on tour, the UK was closed. And then when it opened, they were just like, you can charge it, fam. It's charged.
Charged.
There's
charged.
No venues available. Rah!
Yeah.
So, but to see that many people, actually, numbers-wise, London was our biggest show of the tour.
How many people?
I haven't got the full numbers back, but because it sat 2,200 and there was
good amount. The link wasn't working and...
I think the biggest in the U.S. was like 15 or 17 maybe. So London was the biggest venue by number size and probably either very close, if not the most actual tickets sold. Berlin was also a show we did. All right. Here we go.
Wait, no. 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 Tell me why Berlin was so...
Berlin was listen, great for was the people so who were there. Crop.
It was a family meeting.
Oh, it's not like how many, but y'all say family.
It was like...
Many?
It was like 87 people.
87 people.
On my hand.
A lot of stoic German locals were just
87?
Like
87.
I think they so the people who knew us, they gave us everything they had.
Okay.
The stoic German locals who just pulled up. Germans ain't really like hearty laughter.
They're not so they don't you the like hee-hee, us. Ha-ha. The Germans don't like
they
us.
Were like they were like ha. But then afterwards, a couple of them came up to us who didn't laugh heartily. And they were like, "Oh my God, this is a very good show." You know what I'm saying? Guten Tag, guten Tag. But as far as like performing,
guten Tag,
it was not my fave. B-Lew as a performer.
Barbecue teriyaki chicken pizza to the green room. Yeah. And we're like, what else did you get? He's like, oh, I got two of them.
Yeah. So not my fave.
It was
probably not going to return to Germany at all for a good while. We also had the worst experience ever travel-wise in Germany. Greg and Melissa almost got into a fight with the German guy who cut us in line. We lost our bags for the duration, almost the duration of the trip. It was raining. There was, I hadn't taken a shower because I didn't have no clothes. I didn't have no draws. I had nothing. And I usually have draws. It wasn't no Target.
No draws.
It was crazy.
Germany, I don't know much about the country, okay? All I know really is about the Holocaust. So it has a really bad taste in my mouth. Regardless.
So they're actually very staunchly against the Holocaust and any relic of that. They don't, you get a, if you do the, I'm not going to do it, but if you do the Hitler sign, like put your hand up, the Nazi salute sign, they will throw your behind in jail and find you crazy.
That's great. I'm glad that they are like, this is not the way we want to be remembered. It is how I do, of though. Because I don't have much other reference. I'd be like, oh. And then the Berlin Wall. Whiskey?
Burning
and
Wall. They gave us a piece of that.
We saw part of it. It was at the...
Yeah, but
in my hotel room, they were like, welcome to Germany. Little box. They're like, here's a piece of the Berlin Wall. Shut up. Like, serious.
Did you bring it back?
No, I left it there.
Come on, man.
I don't want a piece of the Berlin Wall.
Put it on the desk.
In my home? No, I don't want that.
So, like, it's like, y'all be struggling over there. Like, that's what it be looking like. Y'all just don't want to get right.
There were some black people who were so happy we're there and that they didn't have to travel to London. And for them, I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I could even do a show. I promise I wouldn't have cared if we could sell 25 tickets. Mm-hmm. But if you're asking me as a performer if I enjoyed it, the answer to that is 9.
Mm.
All right. Tell the truth. Yeah. Now, in London, I went down to...
Shoreditch?
No, I didn't go to Shoreditch. I went to Winston Churchill's War Room Museum.
Oh, my God, Angel.
Oh, was it like a fantasy?
It was the actual building underneath Whitehall. It was the actual place where they planned the war. Mm-hmm. They built this underground bunker. Mm-hmm. Churchill was down there. It was really the rooms where they were sleeping.
Allegedly.
For real. It was real. They showed us the cinder block, how they prepared to get bombed. I mean, it was placards galore. It was video stuff. It was Churchill memorabilia. I said, oh, my God. What? I was walking back from my walk. I said, Churchill war rooms? I said, what? Down there, I said, oh, yeah, it's like 17 pounds fatty. I said, 17 pounds fatty? I got that.
What's that last thing you're saying?
17 pounds fatty. $17.30 put in pounds. 17 pounds fatty.
Fatty?
Oh. Fatty.
Oh, that's 30. Supposed to be 30?
Fatty. Thank you.
I heard it sounded
fatty. Fatty.
See, it's
chill farm. It's bollocks. Is that a cuss?
He said chill.
Bollocks might be.
Yep, that's a huge cuss word. Bollocks. Worst one ever.
Bollocks. Is it really? Bollocks?
We don't know in this room.
So anyway, I had me a good time. I was all alone, and I realized I didn't got to be with nobody. You give me a museum and plenty of reading, and I had me the little audio. Y'all got the audio. And they had a little exhibit where they had the war room in a conference room, and they replayed a meeting, and it was a shining light on this guy, and he was like, we can't bomb the German towns, we gotta focus on the industrial. And this guy was like, if we bomb the towns, it will lower morale. It's like, we only have so much bombs available, we gotta attack them because they killing our morale. And they was like, nah, fam, we can't do it. And then this guy was like, charge, fam. And I was like, oh my God,
they didn't say that.
It was great. I had a good time.
I'm glad you did.
So anyway, Keith Lee, friend of the pod.
And a man with great skin, because he probably uses one skin.
That's right.
If you're always on the hunt for the latest and most advanced skincare technology to keep your skin healthy and looking its best, then you'll want to keep listening. Support for today's episode comes from OneSkin, founded by a team of 4 female longevity scientists with over 15 years of experience studying the biology of aging. After testing over 900 of peptides, they discovered OS1. The OS1 peptide is scientifically proven to target aged, also called senescent cells. There we go. I can read. The main source of skin aging, and actually reduces the biological age of skin by several years and can even slow down aging in younger skin. Their flagship product, OS1 Face, is clinically validated to improve firmness, fine lines, and overall tone and appearance. In a space that is so saturated with overhyped topical skincare products, OneSkin stands out by targeting the root cause of skin aging, not just the surface level signs to promote healthier skin from the inside out. skin can be used on its own or combined with your current favorite routine products. It's vegan, cruelty-free, fragrance-free, and it's got the skin-safe seal of approval, meaning it's suitable for even the most sensitive skin. For a limited time, our listeners get 15% off of One Skin with our code SK.
SK.
At oneskin.co. Let me tell you a little bit about it. First of all, aesthetically, this product is gorgeous. It comes in a white bottle. It's very user-friendly, and I like things that don't have a bunch of steps to them because I don't have time with the truly I don't have time at all. And with the OS One face, the one that I was just talking about, it's literally one product that you just put and moisturize on your put the moisture on your skin. It the texture is absolutely gorgeous. It's easy to use, and if you're trying to be like, let's hold the clock a little bit on this face, on the skin, OS One is what you're going to want to use. Again, One Skin is the world's first skin longevity company. One Skin addresses skin health at the molecular level, targeting the root causes of aging so skin behaves, feels, and appears younger. It's time to get started with our new face, eye, and body routine at a discounted rate today. Get 15% off with the code SK.
SK.
At oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code SK.
SK.
We only have one body, one skin, and only you can choose to make it better. Age healthy with One Skin.
One Skin. Ooh. All right. So, friend of the pod, Keith Lee, went down to Atlanta.
Yeah.
To eat some food or try to.
Yeah.
And he caused quite a kerfuffle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the interesting thing about it. Well, let me frame it also. If you have no idea what happened, he did what he always does, which is listen to the locals, listen to people, go where a lot of people say to go. And he mixes up between, you know, upper echelon restaurants, mom and pops, and like places nobody's ever heard of. Like, he mixes it all up. But as things go, the things with the most popular go the most viral. So what happened is he went viral. He went down to the real Milk and Honey. Mm-hmm. Oh, so you got the Milk and Honey, and then you got the real Milk and Honey. Mm-hmm. Okay, I guess there was like a Mount Zion, greater Mount Zion separation.
I understand that this is a thing.
I can't verify these claims. I've heard that it was like a husband and wife. They split up and the new person made the real Milk and Honey. Oh, wow. As people made the greater Mount Zion, you know how churches did. I'll show you Mount Zion. We're going to be greater Mount Zion. Mm-hmm. So that type of thing, right?
Yeah.
So he go down to the real Milk and Honey. This one that caused the most kerfuffle originally.
Mm-hmm.
And as he does, he don't go in as like, I'm Keith Lee, serve me. Mm-hmm. He sends his family in. His family don't be on his TikToks, right? So some people don't know who Keith Lee is. Less people probably recognize his wife. Hardly anybody probably recognizes his family that don't be in the videos nearly as much as his wife, mm-hmm. right? So he sends them people in, and he's like, hey, can we get a table? Or they're like, hey, can we get a table? And actually, before that, there was a lot of rules of like, we're open at this time, we close at 5, you can't DoorDash. Watch his videos for the full context. I'm paraphrasing.
He usually does takeout or orders out. Mm-hmm. That also prevents, even if he does go in, the food's already been made.
He's
so
eating
no,
in his car 9 times out of 10.
He's not eating in the restaurant. Please continue.
So his customer service rating is usually how he was treated on the phone, correct, upon pickup, things like that. So when he goes down to the Real Milk and Honey, and also, the problem with y'all is the real Milk and Honey is in heaven, and y'all don't know about that.
They don't y'all, know about y'all, the land of Milk and Honey.
They don't know about the land. So y'all eat Milk and Honey down in Atlanta. We gonna be eating Milk and Honey in heaven, and we gonna be lactose free. We not gonna have no problem. Because I don't even drink milk on earth, because it would destroy me from the inside out.
That's because you're not close enough to the Lord, because the Lord has made you to be able to take milk. Huh?
Yeah.
He's made you strong enough.
Yeah, he did.
Okay, you gotta armor up yourself.
Because I'm on that almond Milk and Honey, because you're saying that regular milk. Oh, it's gonna be some honey, but it's coming out the back end.
Okay,
that do the boiling.
Go ahead. Sorry, we're off topic.
So the real Milk and Honey had a lot of rules that most restaurants don't have, like closing at 4 p.m. on a weekend.
It's crazy.
Unless it's a breakfast spot. It's a breakfast spot.
Yeah.
Some or brunch spots. A lot of times they're like 9 to 3 because all we do is breakfast.
Right.
Right. So essentially, paraphrasing, they aren't open. Family tries to get a seat. They're like, no, we can't serve you. How long's the wait? Hour and a half? Bet. He goes in. They're like, oh, now we can serve. Come on in. We'll give you a table.
Now, you know you convoluting two different places.
Am I?
Stories.
Clear me up, Angel.
So the old lady gang is where family went in. And you know what we didn't put in the docket, and we could watch it live, is Candy's response. Mm-hmm. The old lady gang, his family went in. They said, wait, is an hour and a half. They said, okay. And they said, we don't do takeout. They said, okay. Keith walks in. Thank you, conflating. I was like, convolute.
Yeah, we got you.
Keith walks in. They see them in 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Try to.
No, I think he did get though this was still at the register.
Yes.
Because he was kind of still recording, but I couldn't tell where he was standing.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was like, you know what? He was like, how come y'all were able to seat me in five when you say the wait is an hour 30? He was like, you know what? We're going to eat someplace else. So he does the review.
That's right.
From his car.
Yes.
And says, I ain't got no food because we decided not to eat there because you can't tell my people it's an hour and 30 and then you're able to seat me. I'm a regular person. I'm a normal person. We're all normal people. Do not bash this company. If you have not eaten there, don't be giving them 0 stars unless you've actually given your honest opinion. Then there's Milk and Honey. That's where they tried to
Old Lady Gang.
No, that was Old Lady Gang. Now we're at Milk and Honey. This is where they were already there in the parking lot. They tried to do DoorDash. DoorDash said it was closed. Mm-hmm. They go in. They said, oh, no, it's for his family. It's 4 o'clock. We closed early because we got to do a deep cleaning.
Yeah.
His family said they were actually really, really nice about it.
Yeah.
He goes in, and they were like, well, we can try to give you something. He was like, no, rules are rules. We're going to go eat somewhere else.
Yes.
So those were the – and then – they responded with a TikTok. Keith Lee was here. Who's Keith?
Do you know Keith Lee? Keith Lee.
I don't know Keith Lee. Do you know Keith Lee? Do you? I don't.
Then they deleted that.
Yes, and wrote a very long iOS. It was almost iOS. What? Text apology.
Big Canva. They went downloaded. They downloaded Canva Pro.
Yes, they did.
And was like, low key, we was tripping. And then Candy Burris basically. Let me see if we can get Candy. Hold on, I got it in the chat.
That's the one that I missed. She's in the docket. Candy's apology because I didn't see it.
No, it's not. It was getting so much. I was like, Lord.
Yes, all right,
here's Candy's response to basically a very similar interaction. Not verbatim, but very similar.
It's your girl Candy, and I'm about to speak on it. No, I'm joking. I'm not about to speak on it. I really just wanted to say I do appreciate Keith Lee for stopping by our restaurant and trying to show us love. It is very unfortunate that we couldn't serve him and his family. We would have loved to, okay? But he's right. We don't take to-go orders on the weekends. And the simple reason is because we do love and appreciate the people who come and support our restaurant. On the weekends, we get a lot of community support, people in our city that show up for us, as well as a lot of people from out of town. So with that being said, we don't want to overwhelm our kitchen by having to, you know, have such long times for the people who are actually at the restaurant, plus having to do to-go orders, because obviously that would make the wait times even longer. So that's the reason for that. For those of you, I saw a couple of people was like, why wouldn't they take to-go orders? Well, that's why. Anyway, with that, outside of that, I want to say thanks to Keith for trying to even show up to our restaurant and show us love. Thanks for trying to bring your family by. And maybe next time we'll still get a chance to serve you. Okay.
Now, she said on TikTok she had a longer response, but I didn't watch that either. Because people are like, you're not. I saw this response on Instagram, and people were like, you're not addressing the discrepancy in the time. And I don't know if she does. She says that her TikTok response is longer, but she probably didn't respond because she's like, that is what it is. If you are famous, you're going to get sad.
And that's what it boils down to. And this is why I don't believe this could have become as big of an issue as it was if the local Atlanta people didn't also get treated this way, right? If Keith Lee just went there, because the crazy thing is, he'd been to L.A., he'd been to Chicago, New Orleans. He's had this family food tour going basically all through like the late part of the summer.
Yeah.
And also big cities. And I don't remember anything going viral for this type of reason, right? Uh-huh. And Keith, that man gave the most qualifying statements to me don't, for me, this is my experience. This is one time.
Yes.
Don't harass them. You don't know. Like, he give half the video be qualifying statements.
Absolutely.
Right? And people still be like, I'm going to go forget all that. These niggas shouldn't be in business.
Shut them down.
He spent half of the 5 minutes telling y'all, don't trip. But this was my experience. Now, I can say, as a person who visits Atlanta often, I've never had these experiences. But I also either A, go to reservations, or B, fully exercise my celebrity card.
Uh-huh.
I'd be like, I go to these spots. Kev on stage on the way. Excuse me.
Me through the.
Keith Lee is the anti-celebrity.
Oh yeah.
Now,
but he is a celebrity regardless of how anti he is.
I know he want to believe he's a normal person, he's normal to himself.
There's a reason why he stayed in the car the first time though.
It's 17 million people follow him on TikTok, and it's been the trending topic on Twitter.
2 million of them are
for
in Atlanta.
3 days. Guaranteed. Normal people can't do that.
Kevin Hart flew him out for him to try his burger. It's over, Keith. You ain't been normal since before we interviewed you.
Yes.
So no, that was 8 months ago?
What?
Yeah.
That was what?
It was 8 months ago.
That we interviewed Keith?
Wow.
I did not realize that.
Wow.
Also, I haven't been to those exact restaurants, but I have been to restaurants like that. And I promise y'all, they let us in the back or walk us past the line, and they be like, come on
and
in.
And we get seated in the back.
Yes. Now, I will say, I went to another restaurant in another city, and I waited. They didn't have reservations. So I waited an hour and a half in line, okay, for this food. Now, when me and Melissa got to the front of the line, they brought in a famous person who I didn't know wasn't Keith. Mm. They were like a famous TikToker or blogger or something that I didn't recognize. Mm. And when we were already been in line for an hour and a half, right, and I was going to make a reel, but I didn't enjoy the food at all, and I was not going to destroy this black business, but I was very sad. We next. Second to next, somebody hops out of a black truck, they usher them in, they get their food, they eat inside. Mm-hmm. So we add another 20, 25 minutes, and I'm sitting there being regular. My celebrity did not work in that instance, and I said, I won't stand for this. Who are these people, and why are they getting treated special? When I'm special, yes, let me be special. When I'm not special, it's unfair, and you shouldn't do that. And then I went and tasted the food.
Oh, yeah, you did.
You know what?
Yeah, you did.
And I didn't enjoy it. And I was pissed off. Now, if I had to multiply that experience times more times when I went off, and then a big time person came and validated my experience, I would be like, yes.
Thank you.
This is what I've been saying.
Yeah.
And I asked people on Twitter, I was like, Atlanta people, is this like this? And apparently, the combination of grass walls, hookah and lamb chops done pissed off Atlanta locals.
Oh, no.
apparently, that's a type of restaurant. Mm. The grass wall is just so funny because you just get it immediately.
Oh, absolutely.
That grass wall making a killing down in Atlanta.
Yes.
Right? So people are like, a lot of the locals are like, we don't even go to those places. Those are like either hype celebrity spots for tourists. We go to these other restaurants in Buford or Guilford East, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's not Atlanta, and we don't experience that. But Keith don't know what from what. Mm-hmm. And that's the crazy thing. The old lady gang people was like, told him to come. And I'm like, you shouldn't invite Keith if you don't know how his reviews work. Because
right.
I think they think come means tell us you're coming so we can treat you special.
Yeah.
When you tell Keith to come.
He's like, oh, you want me to do what I do?
What I do. And what I do is expect to be treated like everybody else.
Yeah.
They like, no, Nick, don't come like, what?
They're like, we actually don't want you like everybody
there's
else.
There's a table, right? Please do it.
We don't want you like everybody else. So sorry if you thought we wanted regular Keith. We want 17 million. Just come and chill with us.
Come kick it. Give come us a great. And this is the crazy thing, right? And this is why the Real Milk and Honey's response was a dangerous one. There was a screenshot of people, of Keith Lee's followers who were like, not me in Ghana being like, I'll never eat there. Not me in Sweden. Yes. Not me. Like, Atlanta, I'm sure they'll be fine.
Yeah.
But now, because people fly in when Keith says fly in.
Yeah, if he says the place is really good, they're like, this is where I want to try.
And now you got people who, and I had never heard of the Real Milk and Honey before today. I'm not an Atlanta resident, but I love trying new restaurants.
Yeah.
Right? So you got new people whose first experience with you was Keith's negative review, and then your terrible response.
Yeah.
Right? And now, you know how crazy the first good review he showed from Atlanta was from a Jamaican spot. Jamaican restaurants are notorious for terrible customer service. Me and Josh was down in Atlanta. Yeah. We told this story before. Yes. We went down there. They showed a menu. It's on the side. We said, hey, do you have oxtail? Because every time it's on the menu, they don't necessarily have it that day. Mm-hmm. Josh like, do y'all have oxtail? The man taps the glass. Look at the menu. Okay, you...
And Angel, mind you, we're like a menu. We're expecting like the one that's hung up behind, yeah. Right?
It's literally.
It's like a dry erase board.
It's a piece of paper taped to the window.
Oh my gosh.
And he was like.
Not even.
Look at the note. That's not a menu. That's a note.
I'm not going to talk to you. Do you see it up there?
He was having a bad day.
Do you see it up there? All right, shut up then. However,
I know
when the oxtails came.
Oh my God.
When the oxtails came. You could treat me any old kind of way because I already know what to expect.
Spit on the glass next time.
If you're a kind Jamaican restaurant, I don't trust the oxtail. Mm. So Keith Lee went to I think it was the Juicy Jerk. Correct me if I'm wrong in the comments. But they treated him well. The lady was crying. And now the line's through the street, all down the sides. She's like, you saved our restaurant. Like, aww. That's the Keith Lee effect. Well, actually, yeah. It's all the Keith Lee effect.
All of it.
Even Cardi B.
Yeah, she was like, New York. She was like, Atlanta restaurant. Y'all don't want to make no money. Y'all either close way too early or you open way too late. She said, I'm just about to be telling my people, just go ahead and name drop. Just name drop me so we can get the food. That is a shame. What is happening in Atlanta?
The crazy thing is, Angel, I did not know this was happening because I go down to Open Table. I go down to Resy. Mm-hmm. I only search by reservation because I'm not fit. I'm beyond, and it's not celebrity or not. I just don't want to stand outside and wait for an hour and a half. I used to do it in my younger days. I remember there's a Nashville place, Pancake House or Pantry.
I know what you're talking about. Uh-huh.
Hour and a half wait, and it closed at 2. That's usually 2 good signs. I went down there, and it was cold, and I was like, I'm not doing this no more.
That's a celebrity in you. Because you know there's other options.
In Nashville?
No, you know there's other options to not have to wait.
Like what, to-go orders or something?
No, being Kev on stage.
Oh, I wasn't big yet. I could this is years ago. I'd be like, I'm Kev on stage.
Wait, and they'd be like, how long? Like a decade ago?
You've like
been
a decade
big
ago.
For. Okay, I was about to say, you've been big.
It was literally
for a
like
while,
a decade ago. Yeah, it was like when the Stellar Awards used to be in Nashville.
Okay.
And we hadn't even popped to the Playmakers yet. They're like, Kev on stage? Yes. The back of the line is over.
Kev on line. Get back here. Don't come back up here until we tell you that we're ready for you. You're going to be out here sweating. You better have on your Lumi because Lumi is so amazing.
I love it.
It's so amazing that someone would steal it. Yep. I know that's the truth because it actually happened. Let me back it up. Lumi is America's number one whole body deodorant, pH optimized for pits, privates, and beyond. They also have DO wipes for 24-hour odor control on the go. The wipes work so well that, yes, some deodorant bandits stole an entire truckload of them from the Lumi warehouse this year. But to avoid California Highway Patrol, I recommend just ordering on their site. Special offer. New customers get $5 off Lumi's starter pack with code SK at LumiDeodorant.com. Whole body deodorant is the first of its kind. Lumi is seriously safe to use anywhere on your body. Pits, underboobs, thigh folds, belly buttons, butt cracks, vulvas, and feet. Created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated. Clinically proven to block odor all day and control odor for up to 72 hours. How? Unlike some deodorants that try to mask odor with fragrance, Lumi is formulated and powered by mandelic acid to stop odor before it starts. More like a pre-odorant. Aluminum-free, bacon-soda-free, and paraben-free. pH balance for safe use below the belt. Listen, we are adults. You should know by now your body be creating some odors that just don't nobody want. Mm-mm. And it's not just your armpits.
Nah.
Okay, ladies, we be having sweat underneath these tits.
Men too.
Okay, we be getting sweat on the sides.
In
right
the Y
here.
Region.
So, come on. And so you need to do something about it because we are grown and we should not smell like jambalaya if nobody's cooking it. And that's why you should get Lumi. I love it. You definitely need it if you're in Texas. Because let me tell you, Lord. Texas type of heat is some type of... And if you're going to be in these lines that Keith don't want to avoid, you need Lumi.
That heat's different.
Ooh, ain't it though? As a special offer to our listeners, get $5... New customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code SK.
SK.
At LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code SK.
SK.
You know, I have known about credit scores for a very long time. Unfortunately, I knew mine was terrible early on because I jacked it up in college. Okay. Had a credit card. No, I had a pager. And I just stopped paying it one day.
Angel,
I just
every said, time, Angel.
Listen, I said, how am I going? I'm over here giving plasma to try to pay for things. I don't have time for this pager. And I started hurting my credit. Well, I now know how important they are to a lot of things that you want in life. So you got to try to build credit the smart way. Summer is the season of spending, and it's summer is actually over. We in the fall, okay? So do it right with Chime's online checking account. Chime's online checking account has tons of benefits that millions of members love, like fee-free overdraft of up to $200, plus get paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit, all while managing your money on the go 24/7. That means more time and money for beach trips and, Friday splurges. Get paid up to 2 days early with a qualifying direct deposit. You can get access to your money sooner. Fee-free overdraft with SpotMe. Overdraft up to $200 without fees with SpotMe when you set up a qualifying direct deposit. Just set up a qualifying direct deposit, sign up for SpotMe, and Chime will spot you up to your limit when you make a purchase that exceeds your balance. I actually have these young adults that I work with that I'm helping them get their credit together because they want to be able to get their own place. And their credit has taken some dings to it. And I was like, let's get your Chime bank account set up so that you can build credit by just paying for the things that you normally would do. And if the times get a little hard, you can use SpotMe. Well, ditch the monthly fees. Chime has no monthly minimum balance or overdraft fees. Access 60,000 plus fee-free ATMs. That's more than the top three national banks combined. Easily find one near you with the Chime app. Send and receive money. Pay friends through Chime no matter what bank account they use. And cash out your money fee-free. Sign up for Chime today and make this fall the best one yet. For yourself and your wallet. Get started at Chime.com/SK.
SK.
That's Chime.com/SK.
SK.
Chime is a this is mandatory disclosures. Chime is a financial technical company, not a bank. Banking service and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Access to direct deposits up to 2 days early. Depends on the timing of the submission of the payment file from the payer. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees may apply.
Mm. Any other thoughts on Keith Lee and Atlanta Angel?
You know, Atlanta do better, but also I know it's going to be harder and harder for Keith to give these real life just reviews of, he's trying to give reviews for people who are your regular 9-to-5 folk. Yes. If this is where you want to go eat some good food, here's
around
a place.
The corner.
Yeah, here's what the experience might be like. He is now so famous, his experience will never be like the ones that the ones that people who are just like the regular normal person, he's going to have to hide himself more.
Even more.
And more. His family, people are going to recognize his family.
He going to have to hire a person.
Yeah, no, for real.
And get the food, DoorDash, things like that.
Yeah.
Like he's going to have to, because even like being in a group, they're going to be like, you Keith Lee, or the restaurants just treat everybody the same.
They're not. So we know that's not going to happen.
Let me say one more thing. You're absolutely right. Now, here's why. I saw some discourse on Twitter that I want to address. There was like, Keith Lee, does he have a culinary background? Why does he have this power? I'm going to tell you why Keith Lee works. Because Keith Lee is a regular person, just like you said, and he approaches it like a regular person, okay? And here's what I want you to understand about the Michelin tour guide, right? The Michelin guide for restaurants, 3-star Michelin is like the top and your restaurant's great, great. Do you know where that came from? Tahir told me this. This is crazy.
Where?
From Michelin tires, okay? Michelin created the Michelin 3-star, the whole star guide to sell more tires because they figured if we tell Angel, hey, the best restaurant is actually in Long Beach. Mm-hmm. Or in San Francisco, you might be, let me go drive and burn my tires up. Now, you're going to let a tire guide tell you where to go to eat the best sushi in Japan. Mm-hmm. Then I'm going to let a black man who can beat you up. That's the other thing about Keith that I do enjoy. There's only so much you going to do to Keith. Because at the end of the day, He will beat you up.
How did we jump there?
I just want to remind folks.
Oh, okay.
Keith Lee got paid $200
to fight,
to punch people in the face and get punched. Never forget, there's only so much you can do when that nigga across from you will choke you out and punch your clavicle inside out.
At your restaurant.
Listen. Brand deals, chicken wings, Twitter fingers. When the other person will beat you up, situation has changed. I'm going to give you a perfect example. Outside of Keith Lee, I was in the gym yesterday. There's a full understanding in gyms. You listen to music on your headphones. Okay? Everybody understands this. There was a dude who had a portable Bose speaker at the gym. He was punching the heavy bag. He was playing his music loud. I go up there like, man, who was playing this? This man had crazy behind the eyes and the hardest punches and kicks I ever seen. You know what I did? Noise canceling. He's going to get to do whatever he wants.
Absolutely.
Because he's punching hard.
Absolutely.
I work out alone. He punching crazy and his eyes was twitching. Sir, the rules are different from you because I'm not going to tap you and be like, hey, there's a headphone policy. Don't you understand this?
Why didn't you?
You nigga,
can do that, Kevin.
Excuse me, sir.
Come on, you slam. Could you slam. He wouldn't feel threatened that you were trying to threaten him. I'd be
like,
him.
Sir, could you turn it up? I really like
I need to hear more of it.
Really like this song.
This song slaps.
This is a great playlist, man. What is this playlist called? I'll beat you up and I play my music loud with no headphone. The gym don't even stop him. They stop all kind of folks. If you're just on a treadmill, your music loud, hey, turn it down. If you're punching that heavy bag hard,
they're like,
turn it up.
They don't pay me enough. I don't even know if he has a membership. It doesn't matter. He owns the gym now.
I only work here. It's not that important for me to defend the honor of the gym.
Owns the gym. Now, back. I don't actually like, I don't want to get a review from a person that's a chef because your palate is different.
Oh, I hate it.
When they're enough. Like, I can taste the lemon zest. It has a bite to it that it just cuts so well with the sugar. No. Is it good or no? That's all I need to know. This is cheesy. You talking my language now.
The salt, fat, acid, heat ratio is off. Are the lemon peppers banging or not banging?
Right. And if I ain't seen you cook too, because some of these chef reviews, they heavy handed on the salt. And I'm like, well, nigga, you about to die anyway. So I don't want your advice.
Hilarious. I talked to Keith over this weekend through all this debacle. You know what I told him? I said, you want to get treated good? You want some good chicken? Go to Publix. Now you're going to wait in line. Ain't no special treatment down at Publix. But you can get you some paper towels, some dishwashing liquid, some toothpaste, and the most delicious chicken that you can get in 10 minutes. Is it going to be ready already? No, Keith, come on. Mm-hmm. But we're all waiting in line at Publix. When I go to South Carolina to visit Monique, Melissa's middle sister, there's a Publix right around from the corner from her house. I'll be a celebrity. They'll be like, Kev, what you doing in here? Getting Publix. Mm-hmm. I'm getting my 10-piece. I'm getting my Hawaiian sweet bread. Yeah. I'm getting some potato salad because I don't mind grocery store potato salad. Keith was like, Kev, I'm not finna eat no Publix. I said, Keith, trust me. I will donate a significant amount to your favorite charity or your favorite small-owned business if you get that Publix chicken and you don't like it. He was like, how good it got to be? I said, 7 out of 10. He said, make it 8. I'll stand 10 toes down on that.
You stand...
Make it a... What?
At 8? I don't know.
On Publix? I said Publix going to be better than churches.
I don't know if you can speak on every Publix behalf, though.
That's what I love about Publix.
Ain't going to be better than Popeye's spicy wings.
That's facts.
It will be. Because Popeyes makes my stomach hurt. No disrespect. Love that chicken from Popeyes. Don't eat it, though.
Publix don't.
And Publix... Like Chick-fil-A, consistent across all places. In Florida.
That's why they're not over here.
That's why.
I can't get the chicken.
They said we can't get the chicken across the Mississippi.
How far can we throw the chicken?
I can't get the chicken across the
Mississippi. And that's as far as we're going to go.
But when I'm in Atlanta, when I'm in Florida, when I'm in South Carolina, North Carolina, I head me down to that Publix. Also, Publix doggone sandwich station.
That's what I was saying, the Cubano.
What? Out of this world.
That's a good time.
Out of the 20 but minutes tops.
You two are folks that be liking Wawa, so I can't trust neither
Andrew,
one of
you
y'all.
Andrew, you don't know nothing.
Give Wawa a fair chance.
I gave them a chance, and it was fair. They barely had anything I could eat. It was slop. Something.
The comments are not going to be in your favor with Wawa.
That's
not right.
That's why I won't take any recommendations from the comments either.
All right, moving on. Friend of the pod. Flavor Flav was chosen to sing the national anthem.
And he sang that national anthem.
How? Before we play just a little piece of it, because you go look online, you want to hear the whole 3 minutes, because I ain't got it for you. I mean, I have. I just not finna listen to it. I want to be in the events department for the Milwaukee Bucks organization.
I got you. It's simple.
When someone says we need somebody,
it's simple. How do we get eyes on our game? That who did they just pick up?
No idea. All I know is Flavor Flav sang the national anthem. Exactly. Oh, you talking about Dame Lillard?
It was the Bucks game. Yeah, they got Dame. It's like we got to blow this first game out of the water.
Yeah. Also, did you hear James Harden got traded to the Clippers?
Did he?
Crazy. He did.
I thought he was in the Lakers.
He didn't want that, did he?
He wanted that. He said he was never going to play for Daryl Morey again.
You know what? I'm so happy for him because he was here, huh?
He was at Philadelphia.
Well, he came here.
Yeah.
Because the Clippers is here. The
Clippers is here.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I said it's warmer. Is where it'll probably make you play better. Your joints will feel good. Derek?
James. This James is his fourth
Derek,
team
James Derek
in 4 years.
That's what his mom wanted to name him.
I call him Derek.
He's from
close.
L.A. originally. I don't know if you knew that. Also, don't forget, Ja Rule performed at the Bucks halftime show. When he put his hand up.
It's the same. Hey, chill with the hand.
This is how he raised it.
What was he raising it for?
He was like, y'all all right?
And they didn't say nothing.
But I think that was edited. The events team said Flavor Flav is the one. Public enemy number one. They let that man sing the national anthem, and he gave us.
He delivered.
What? He only changed keys at the top, and that was it. Once he got changed, he said, that's not the key I want to be in. He
came back down.
He stayed in the key. It sounded like himself. He jazzed it up. Right,
Let's just give you the last minute or so.
Our Spangled Banner performed tonight.
Oh, he definitely did better than Fergie. Anybody.
Oh, Fergie's is the world. The best. Hers is the best. Only second to Carl Lewis. Did you see his?
No, yes.
Sing in there.
This is the middle.
I know. I want the beginning.
You want the beginning?
Yeah, I want it.
You want the whole thing?
No, I just want the beginning. Come on.
Somebody in Patreon said Flav gave that fair Esai.
By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed.
Okay, please, let me skip to the end because I love the end. The last 30 seconds is gold. Y'all look it up if you want to hear the whole thing.
Oh, the land of the free.
Come on, Bill.
Didn't miss a note.
And the home of the
legendary.
I'm talking about it is exactly
legendary.
What you expect from Flavor Flav.
Actually, better than I expected.
Better than Fergie. No.
Fergie's. The dude who did that Save the Last Dance TikTok.
Yes.
He released a children's book.
Good.
With the words of Fergie's national anthem. Because she was not saying them words.
No.
Like they was words.
Because they weren't. It was like, Fergie, we ain't seen you be normal since Kids Incorporated. We need.
She was on that?
Yes, Kids Incorporated.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's been on drugs.
Did not know that. So here's what I thought about Angel.
What?
When I saw that Flavor Flav, I said, if they said Kev sing the national anthem, and do, because Flav did his best. Mm-hmm. He did his best.
You would kill it, and I would want to choke you.
No, I wouldn't kill it.
Yes, you would.
Angel, I'm gonna do it right now.
You're about to go for the joke, but that's fine.
This is what I promised myself.
Okay.
I'm gonna close my eyes. I was looking for a blindfold, but I don't have one. I'm gonna close my eyes and I'm gonna say, okay, Kev, this is dead serious. Okay. Now the problem with the national anthem is it's a higher key than it feels like.
You
start lower and then you be high. Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm gonna go and I'm gonna be dead serious.
20,000 in the stands, Kev. 20,000.
20,000.
You got the in ear in. You hear the tick. Whoa.
Oh, say. I'm in the background right now.
Oh, say, hallelujah.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna stay right there. Oh, say, this is the background. I'm just warming up, guys. Okay. They haven't called me out. Oh, say. Okay, introduce me, Angel. You're the Bucks announcer.
And tonight, delivering our nation's national anthem. Mr. Kevin Kev on stage for Fredericks.
Woo! Oh, say, can you see? Hallelujah.
You changed up higher.
You started higher.
Call me again, Bucks. That's my second chance.
Oh. Okay, from the one.
No, just introduce me again.
Okay.
Jose, I'm gonna start there.
This is live.
Jose, say.
You're still doing the same thing.
This is live too, Kevin. This is all live.
It's practice live.
Jose. Yes, that way you won't be too high.
Jose.
Jose,
can you see? Now, how do I do bye?
Bye
the dawn's
come out
early light. Mm-hmm. What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming.
Make love to the song, huh?
Whose broad stripes?
Yes.
And bright stars.
I love it.
Through the perilous night, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming.
Take your time with this. Sing in your falsetto.
And the rock.
Okay, dope.
Just
ooh. It's red glare.
Sing your falsetto.
Glare.
Come on.
Be my best in it.
Show us you got the notes then.
Get proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star spangled banner yet wave?
This sounds good.
For the land of the free.
No. Oh,
Jesus.
Come on,
free, free.
Yeah.
And the
joke.
I didn't get to the free. I can't go up there.
You're supposed to do it in your falsetto. Yeah, you're supposed to.
In the land of the free. I should have did that.
I keep telling you.
And the All right, Josh, you're up. It was a good time, though. Still would have been better than Ferg. Fergalicious.
Oh, Fergalicious. Oh,
all right, goodness. Moving on. Britney Spears released a book, or is in the process of releasing a book. Also, so when we were talking about Jada a couple weeks ago, we did not do an update. She was number 3 on the New York Times bestseller list.
Of course she was.
Congrats to her. Listen, so, the way she getting dragged, I do hope that it's all going to be worth something because people have been tearing that damn woman.
She was number 3. So, Pop Crave, which I made a video about Jada Pinkett Smith and Pop Crave, how they were basically taking bits of her book out and doing it. Britney Spears is not doing a public interview tour.
Good.
So it's much more.
I don't think that will do well for her. I don't.
Might sell more books.
I know. I want her to stay right at that too high camera spinning around in her panties. I don't want her to come out. Keep her safe.
Y'all saw all the Halloween costumes?
I'll
show you guys after.
Oh, no.
So Pop Crave was pulling out, you know, clips of her book and saying stuff. So this little piece about Justin Timberlake.
That is my favorite
cracked
part.
Cracked me up. Listen so to Michelle Williams, who's reading it for Britney.
His band NSYNC was what people back then called So Pimp. They were white boys, but they loved hip hop. To me, that's what separated them from the Backstreet Boys, who seemed very consciously to position themselves as a white group. NSYNC hung out with black artists. Sometimes I thought they tried too hard to fit in. One day, Jay and I were in New York, going to parts of town I'd never been to before. Walking our way was a guy with a huge, blinged-out medallion. He was flanked by two giant security guards. Jay got all excited and said so loud, "Oh yeah, fo shiz, genuine, what's up, homie?"
Oh, yeah, fo shiz.
After Genuine walked away, Felicia did an impression of Jay. "Oh yeah, fo shiz, genuine." Jay wasn't even embarrassed.
Dog!
He just took it.
My Angel, when I tell you.
"Oh yeah, fo shiz, genuine." She did it again because she felt herself on that.
"What's up, homie?"
"Oh yeah, fo shiz, genuine." She was like, "I practiced that for this audio reading."
Oh my God, Angel, I laughed so hard because you remember Justin used to have the cornrows.
This is what I expected of Justin. So does she think she's telling us a secret?
Do you remember when Justin went viral for DC Beat Your Feet?
Yes, as a 47-year-old man.
He said, "DC Beat Your Feet." He was making that "I'm killing this face."
Yes,
beat your feet.
Man. Listen, it don't matter how much swag you have as a white man or teen. The older you get, the more you turn into Mr. Rogers, regardless. That like a proximity to blackness moves further and further and further away. Paul Wall will look like an insurance agent by the time he's 70. There's
he
no
got that gold grill.
It don't matter. We'll just think he's some hillbilly. He's not gonna look black. This is what I loved about Justin Timberlake, because I knew he was culturally appropriated, and it was so sexy as a teenage girl. I was like, "Yes, cornrows." He's from Memphis.
Great American city, by the way. Oh yeah, for shit.
It's the black. Oh yeah, for shit. That's how you know when AI would have got it right. AI would have been like, "What's up, baby?" Like that's what AI would have sounded like. I don't know why Brittany was like, "Okay, don't be black." That's what I think Brittany was like, "Listen, I got a white dude for a reason."
No, we not coming from Memphis, Erica. I really do love Memphis. They got amazing wings and 3-6 Mafia.
Wait a minute. Diamond said John B. still looks good. John B. looks whiter and whiter. Whiter and whiter as the moments go by. I'm just saying.
As days go by.
You know how old white men, their ears somehow get bigger and thicker?
Yeah, you know what? I got a terrible John B. story, but since you mentioned, I got to
tell it.
I was on tour. I mean, doing a show in Washington. John B. was on the bill. And it was like a picnic in the park type thing, which are the worst stand-up places to perform at.
Oh, hell yeah.
Eating and stuff, and there's like a snow cone machine. It's just stand-up, you really need people's attention. So John B. goes on, and he's got like a 20-25 minute set. And he's like, he comes out, and he was like, "Yo, what's up, y'all? I'm about to introduce you some new music, man. From the grass." You hear black people from Tacoma. "They don't know." He's like, "Nah, I'm going to get to that, man. I just want to introduce you to my new music." "Nah, man, they don't know." He's like, "Bro, I promise, man. I got 25-30 minutes. I'm going to sing it." So he starts the music for the new song. He's like, "Man, they don't know." He's like, "All right, man." He does to the like musician, does "They Don't Know," black people kill it. "Don't listen to what people," vibing. He finishes that. The dude who was yelling was like, so he's like, "I'm gonna go to my new song." He's like, "Coming up." And the dude was like, "So anyway, man, I was telling you, man." the dude named Fred. Like Tony Baker said, what's up with tonight? Everybody was just like, all right, cool. Great
job.
They
didn't want to hear nothing else.
I don't want to hear new music. And he done worked on that.
They don't care. They said, we don't know your new music and we don't want to know it. I didn't say John B. don't still look good. I'm saying he's looking whiter. Listen, there are white men that I think are attractive. John B. just looks less blackish. He feels less blackish.
It's because he had the low with the go.
Oh, the goatee.
The low even with the goatee, and they put him in that black and white. And nobody thought he was black, but they came music first.
Mm-hmm. Well, first when we heard his music, we were like, that's a black man singing. Then when they showed us John B., we were like, what is this?
That's a white male.
Yes, we said, what is this?
But did you ever, I never got the feeling that John B. was trying to be black, though.
He was just like a cool
white boy.
What do you mean by trying to be black? What would justify that? Well, Justin wasn't inside of our music genre.
At the time, he had the ramen noodle on top.
So he was like, but, because they would, as she said, they hung around black artists. NSYNC was like, we know where our voice, JC and Justin were like, we know where our voices could go.
Yeah.
If you let us go there. Yeah. John B. could have did pop, but he said, mm-mm.
No, he did They Don't Know.
He said,
he had another song, too.
No, we don't know it.
No, it was Love You.
Somebody said, well, he didn't dispute it. He was like, y'all can think.
What was John B.'s other song? It was some angel.
I'm John B.
Are you still down?
Yeah.
Oh, sing it.
Do you know? Oh, yeah. Come on. Are you still down, baby?
Oh, yeah.
I'm John B. Are you still down, baby? I'm John B. Are you still down, baby? This is how it goes for real. Outside. I'm going to be mad if I really know this.
Wait, he had a song with Tupac?
No, I don't know that.
He had a song with Tupac.
Oh, this is it.
Oh,
this
my
is a
God.
Song with Tupac. Oh, I know this. Tupac and me was making music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have actually heard the song. Baby, are you still down?
Are you still down, baby?
Daddy.
Oh, this is.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot he had the little.
Yeah. That to me is acting black. Only black man was wearing that hair.
Was Tupac in this video?
I don't remember. Loved men sounding like they were having straight up strokes on the tracks. Do you hear all the stuff he's doing? So many things.
Somebody commented, don't talk.
Don't talk over what?
Don't talk, bro. I'm trying to listen to this.
Oh, no. You think you going to get the song without us interrupting?
You got to pause it.
When people be like, Angel, stop singing so we hear the song.
You are in control of your own destiny
here. I am going to sing louder.
All right. Since we played Flav, we have to play Fergie's. I'm sorry. She did have music, too.
Wasn't this a playoff or a championship game?
Playoffs.
Lord Jesus.
No, All-Star.
All-Star.
Oh, Don't Talk is a song. Never mind. You know what she sounds like? When people play the trumpet.
That's what she's trying to imitate. For real. She thinks she's doing a jazz rendition.
Her face, you would think she don't hear.
She probably doesn't. You better belt out them notes.
This is my favorite part.
She's doing jazz. Mind.
Now she finna go crazy.
Girl.
He said, this woke up my dog. Draymond Green's face is so funny because he's trying not to laugh.
She belting these notes, though. It was like she never knew what decision she wanted to make.
Let's play some basketball.
Listen, this is Carl Lewis. It's Carl Lewis.
Oh no, he's the best.
Carl Lewis, apparently, gentlemen.
Come on, take your time. It takes him so long. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Come on. I'll make up for it. When? The free. The free. It is my favorite. Man, the land of the free.
Hold up now.
I'm going to make up for it. Nigga, you going to take out running? What are you going to do to make up for it?
I'm finna do a 4-2-40. Watch this.
What are you gonna do? Make up for it, Carl. You're not about to put out an album. What are you gonna do?
Lord,
make up for it. A free nachos for everybody.
Man,
in section 134.
All right, here's one more. This is the worst.
Wait, what is it?
The worst national anthem. I'm kidding. It's not the worst.
Singing of our national anthem.
I'm about to say, better be Whitney.
The anthem will be followed.
This is how you sing a national anthem. From the 56th tactical. You get Whitney to sing it if you're going to do it.
Whitney make you go like this.
I love America.
Come on.
I sign up for the armed forces.
You know what? I don't even see. Is the right hand open your heart, right?
Right hand.
It's been so long since I've seen on the national anthem.
For Whitney?
Oh, yeah. Sang Whitney. That crowd is so
share the
big.
Horns.
Come on. You hear that?
That's what I should have did.
She's telling a story.
She came right back in here.
You hear that falsetto? Falsetto. Woo. Come on. That's what you needed.
She had a plan.
Yes.
And a voice.
Yes.
The skills.
Fergie did not have a plan.
She had that sweat right here.
That's what you need. That's a freshly waxed lip. Come on. Come out.
Power. Power.
Give it.
Hey, my God. Now, why she gonna land it? Man, she really sang. Hallelujah. Somebody said, I feel like I'm coming back from the war.
She said, I'm just going to touch a little real quick.
She sold that as a single. That was so well done. They sold that as a single.
Yes, that's the only time I really ever want to hear the song. Because she did that thing. Like, I think some people were like, what song was that? Because we didn't heard the national
anthem. Tell me about this America.
What is this that you talk about?
Sounds like a great place.
What happened tonight? What? The flag is still there. And it got to still be there the way you singing about it.
Oh, hold on. Let me see what they sold, Angel. This song went platinum is a million? 1.2 million copies. The Star Spangled Banner, as of 2007, it sold 1.2 million copies. That's crazy.
It's not the way she sang that thing down. That's, you can make love to that song the way she sang it. Come here, America. Let me bend you over and give you the night of your life. That's how good she sang it. I'm going to make you pregnant. We're going to have a little America. Huh? Hmm? Little America.
What is wrong with you?
That was that good.
Let me get you pregnant. All right, one more thing. Yay. Brian McKnight. This was one thing on the previous docket. Listen, there's levels to
assholeness.
I don't even know the words.
Mm-hmm. Being a dick
to your children. Mm-hmm. Like, I mess with my kids. You know, I come in their room and I'm like, wake up.
Yeah.
You know, I eat some fries. You know, little stuff like that. You know what Brian McKnight does?
He said, I'm going to change my whole name legally. So who are you a junior to but your damn self?
Brian McKnight, let me just read you his Instagram picture. Picture of this sweet little baby, Brian K. Noah
McCoy. Exactly. You Jr. know we ain't about to pronounce that stuff.
We don't
stuff.
Do good on that. So here's the Instagram caption from Brian McKnight 23. So proud to introduce our son, Brian
Kainoa
Makoa Jr. to the world with the release of my new album, Lovingly Created for Him. Jr., because I am also proud to officially announce that I have legally changed my name to exactly match my legacies. My legal name is now Brian Kainoa Makoa McKnight Sr. I said, Brian.
He not only has a son named after him, he has a grandchild also named. He said,
after who?
Exactly.
What are you talking about? I started back at one.
Yeah, exactly.
Me one, Samoan baby two.
He says, y'all at zero.
You was a junior to no senior.
That is the rudest.
What is wrong with y'all? I'm different now.
I'm a different person.
I don't think I've ever heard of this.
Niggas be out here nigging. And he said, I will be the biggest in the nigging Olympics, because that is the worst thing I've ever heard somebody do.
I said, boy, Brian, you're only in competition with yourself as world's worst father. He's like, I'm gonna break my own record. Mm-hmm. Like, he's finding new ways to terrorize his children.
Yes.
I feel for them other McKnights.
I mean, listen, luckily he don't have no more babies that are from his previous marriage. They're all adults.
Correct? I believe so. I believe it's Brian, the Hawaiian wife, is the new.
She's definitely the new mama. And but not to say it hurts any less. But luckily, they're not having to grow up seeing this foolishness. They're like, oh, you're a jackass, a jackhole.
My thing is, though, if I'm the wife, I'd be like, what if you don't like me and my kids later?
These bitches be stupid.
He gonna be like, actually, I'm Japanese now. So that junior
Yamamoto. Is what I am. I don't know. I don't understand the rationale for the wife, to be honest. I am really big on how you treat your kids being how I view you.
Right.
I'm not really good at being like, oh, but you do all these other great things. So you're multidimensional. You're more than just a parent. Mm-mm. For some reason, that parenting, especially for guys,
yes.
If you are a trash ass father, it's going to be hard for me to see you as a decent human being. Even though that's a blind spot for me, I'm just going to tell the truth. If you're terrible to your kids, you are a terrible human being as a whole in my head. You understand? And I know that's not right because people have multiple things to them. But for me, when it comes to dads, it's sorry. Soon as you're not doing your job, I'll be like, you're worthless. You're just taking up oxygen. Why do we need you here?
You just breathing air.
Yeah. 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 We don't need you. And so he's one. He can get rid of his whole catalog. I'd be okay.
Listen, I had a good thing going on set. On set, they always say, let's go back to one. And mean start from the previous starting point. Usually the scene's going to begin from where it is. And I had a great thing going for years. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, hey, guys, Brian McKnight. And like, what's that? Like, so we're back to one. It was great. It had a whole good thing going. I've been building it. I was hoping it'd be a thing on set, like the martini shot, the Abbey. Like, I don't even know what happened. And somebody started saying it. He ruined it.
Now you can't even say the man's full name, Kevin. So I it's going to kill the joke.
He's killed
say
the joke.
It. You can do it. Come on. No. We're back to Brian Akinako.
No. Kainoa Makaua Jr. Senior. I just.
Say it one more time.
No.
Come on. Want to say it.
It's over.
Brian Kainoa.
Kainoa Makaua Senior.
Brian Kainoa Makaua Knight Senior. Brian Noa Makaua Nainoa.
And I love so that many. Song, Angel. When it used to, when it came on 94.7 The Wave, the hits from today and yesterday, it came on the other day on a perfect.
Oh, come on, get it.
On a perfect day, I was
I
like
how you changed the key to make it work.
Because I choked.
No, 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 you chose, and I like that you chose.
On a perfect, we can't listen to that no more.
No, we can listen to it. He's not out here doing like the things. Okay, but he's a jerk.
Did Marcus and Melissa show up?
Melissa's here.
Is Marcus here?
He should be pulling up.
Okay, well, this episode's over. But since Marcus is not here, I just want to hear Chris Stapleton's version because they said it was good. I don't remember this.
What about Jasmine Sullivan's?
Oh, see, you remember.
Well, she did it.
She did a good one.
Super Bowl?
She did Super Bowl.
You remember when he did that? No, she sung. I thought she sang not the national anthem, but that other white song that we'd be singing.
Star Spangled Banner?
Yes. No, and
My Country Tis of Thee?
Yeah, that. But this is when that dude was like, the Eagles.
Oh, it sure is. Yeah. This is last year's Super Bowl. I love Chris Stapleton.
This wasn't, was this last year's? I thought it was, she did America the Beautiful.
That's what she did.
Because this is Star Spangled Banner.
How could you perform in front of this many people?
Easily. You could do that easily.
I need to find out.
You said right. How? Yeah, you
I
could.
I would be
absolutely
ready.
Do it. What's Hawkeye? Oh, while we listen to this, this weekend I'll be performing with Snow the Product at the Palladium.
Oh, wow.
Where?
The Palladium. I don't know where that
the
is.
The Hollywood Palladium.
Nice.
So, yeah.
That's the one on Santa Monica right next to Neuhaus.
Hell! That right there?
It's the coach. I do remember this. The coach was crying. He was
like, does that man sing that thing?
He did.
Come on, walk it up.
He has that little gravelly, raspy soul, blue-eyed soul.
Like the back of his tongue is as big as a woman's ass. It's so big back here. That, hey.
All right, okay, Jasmine Sullivan, real quick. Here we go.
Why would you do this?
Gotcha.
We've been good for a long time, Kevin.
I haven't done it in so long.
Got you, Kevin. Yeah. I'm about to start blocking the people who be trying to send it to me. Got you, Kevin.
This ain't even the acapella one that
guess
she really
what, guys,
hates.
There will be a meet and greet. There will be a meet and greet on the HTT tour.
This is the one, Angel.
You have my full support.
Oh. All right, y'all have a good time. Here's another bang of fire. Here's another one. Here's another bang of fire. Here's another one. Here's another bang of fire. Here's another bang of fire. With my boy Kev on stage and that chick Angel.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.